Mike Piff is in our studio. He does a number of things for us here at WGN Radio. What's your title, Michael?
Hold on a second, Michael.
My title is put on your microphone. What do you do here?
Well, I'm not an engineer, obviously, but senior digital strategist here at WGN Radio. And I guess for this purpose, I am the station bracketologist and co-host of our Chicago's very own Eats podcast.
The 2025 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament featured 64 mom-and-pop Italian beef places in Chicagoland.
That is correct. Some of them were new, but this was the third year of our tournament, and we really wanted to focus on the local businesses, the neighborhood places. As much as we love Portillo's, Pop's, and Bona, we really wanted this to be about mom-and-pop places, and I have to say, the feedback was great. We heard from a lot of businesses that had a lot of foot traffic from this, about 15-20% increases in sales. And that's what this tournament's all about. It's promoting local Chicago businesses. And yeah. I'm really happy with how it went.
I'm just happy to see some of these names heard on the radio. Fat Ricky's, Nicky's of Beverly, Nino's, The Duck Inn, Fabulous Freddy's, Carm's, Tony's. Chickies.
Like four different Lukes.
Ciccio, C-I-C-C-I-O.
That is Ciccio's over in Navy Pier, which is a very underrated spot.
I have had that.
Yes, you have.
That rocks.
Too.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
See,
yeah.
that is so... I don't know if people think about going to Navy Pier to get a sandwich. That's kind of touristy, and it's maybe not on your way to anywhere, but if you're there, get that. That is really good. Really,
hey, Michael, I had a question about Carm's.
Yeah.
Is that new since the TV show?
That is a long time, I think, UIC area place. I think it's, yeah. But
And it did win its first round game, but then lost to Tony's. But yeah, Carm's would be.
Or Carmies?
Yeah, I know. He's going to say,
yeah.
Well, they probably get in trouble if they trade on the bear too much. But. Smart question there. So
well, maybe
anyway.
It went the other way. Maybe the guys who dreamt up the bear ate at Carmy's at one point.
I do think they were like Park Ridge area guys. So like they knew our place that won last year, Babo's, very well. That
really?
I remember. And you hear that from a few places. We're like, oh, we know that guy. They talked to us. And I think another thing is that show, as much flack as it might get from other restaurants, has brought a ton of business to Italian
Beef.
Yes, the bear. And I had to binge the last season to get caught up before this tournament. I love that show.
Well, so last night I watched the first episode of the first season. The total chaos of, when he first comes back to Chicago and he's trying to just run an Italian beef place and everybody's not buying his perfectionism. And then I watched the first two episodes of season four. And the one thing I'll say that rings true across the three episodes, and I'm glad to see it in the first two last night, it still feels like Chicago.
Very much.
It's still got a lot of the touchstone things, the L tracks. They don't misplace things. They dropped some names correctly. I haven't watched the whole season, but I'm watching it, I'm sure, in a different way than somebody in New York or Kansas is watching.
That's very likely, but one of my favorite things is it's one of the first season episodes when Lynn Bramer's narrating that huge montage and the late great one. It just that show does feel like an XRT soundtrack show overall, like also a very Chicago soundtrack show at the same time.
Yeah. And Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be back, I guess. I mean, she's in the trailer. So she says, hi, bear, or something like that. And I'm like, oh, here comes the chaos. Here comes the chaos. So I don't know what's going to happen. I've just only watched the first two episodes. All right, so who is the winner? What are we going to do here?
So we had our championship came down to Dukes of Mokena and Johnny's of Elmwood Park. And for this past week, we had... quite the showing for both sides. Very passionate fan bases, and the Chicago area loves their Italian beef, and they have spoken. The winner of our 2025 Chicago's Best Beef Tournament Mom and Pop Edition is Dukes of Mokena.
And who do we have on the line? Who do we have on the line?
We have Luke Lolly on the line.
Luke, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, man. What's happening?
Congratulations.
I can't believe it. It's so cool. Thanks, Mike. Thank you, everybody. Oh, my God. I can't believe we won.
Tell me a little bit about your place.
Well, I got to let me catch my breath. The Dukes, it grew up in 83rd in Harlem, was the original location. This is our 50th year in business. We are now out in Mokena and Sauk Village, 199th and LaGrange Road, and right off the 394. You know, we reopened and brought the name back 3 years ago, and it's been a heck of a ride. And you know, the beef's better than ever. And this man, you guys catching me? How do you expect me to talk about us now after just pulling me out and taking my breath away like that? What's going on with you guys?
What is the garnish you put on the Italian beef and sausage sandwich that I had? It had like celery and jardinera. It was a little different to me. I thought that was a very nice touch.
Yeah, that's our homemade hot mix. It's fresh cut celery, fresh cut jardinera, and then we season it. You know, it's not meant to be like a burn your mouth.
No, it's pleasant.
You know, it's meant to be crunchy and fresh flavored, and it's a little different, but you know, our beef and our gravy and our sausage by themselves already carry a little bit more heat than the regular beef sandwich. So if we were to put like a serrano pepper or jardinera on there, it would just be like a mouth burner versus a good flavor.
Well, Luke, obviously several of us have here had your stuff, and you know, I'm not rooting for any one joint in this tournament, but I'll just say, having eaten your food, it's really, really good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much, and thanks for doing this. And it's been, I don't know, I'm sure Michael's been on the social media interwaves, but this has been dominating the little Chicago groups for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and the passion's there, sometimes a little crazy, but all good things. And I don't know if you guys timed this out with the release of the bear, but if you did, man, kudos to you. That was genius marketing.
Aren't we smart? Michael, did you know that this was all going to line up?
I did. Usually we launch this around the launch of each season, but I thought it'd be great for us to get ahead of that one and have our champion crowned as this new season comes out and people are going to look for where's the best beef around Chicago. They're going to see that a lot of people voted for Dukes, which was really cool to see all the support you guys got. And we also want to thank our sponsors, Toronto Baking Company and Crusoe Provisions, who you could hear on the Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast for the last two episodes. Both amazing supporters for this tournament. And I think actually Peter Caruso, who is from Crusoe Provisions, he's tried 50 of these 64 places because he really just wanted to know how good everybody was.
Well, Luke, give folks the address one more time there. If we're going to go catch your stuff, where do we go?
So two options, Mokena, 19990 South LaGrange Road. It's 199 South LaGrange Road. And then Sauk Village is at the intersection of 394 and Sauk Trail Road. Or Sauk Trail, it's not Sauk Trail. Yeah. 394 and Sauk Trail. And then at the Mokena location, if there's any classic car enthusiasts out there, every Friday and Saturday we do cruise nights. It's normally a really packed place, and you see crazy stuff, you get some cool food, and you meet some great people out there every weekend during the summer.
Okay. Chef, nicely done.
Thank you.
That's Luke Lally, and he is the owner of Duke's Drive-In in Mokena and Sauk Village as well. All right, Michael, well done. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, John.
You know what the next tournament is we're going to do?
You know, I think we're going to start thinking about what we should do. If you have any ideas, please send them my way. But I think, Dave's got one.
How about, like, best salad places?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Do you want to lead that for us?
I'll help.
Yeah?
Sure.
Do you have 64 places that have great salads?
Don't know about that.
Do you think people be really passionate about it?
Yeah. Passion, Dave.
Passion. Fire and passion.
No, seriously. The kale at this place is amazing.
Right?
All right. We're out of time. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Dave, great idea.